Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Okay, let's talk photo organization. I am going to touch on a couple of key points here about organizing our photos, but this is in no way, shape, or form the only podcast you're going to hear about photo organization this year. This is going to be the high level, general, where we get started with photo organizing. So a couple of podcasts ago, when I told you how to sort a box in your storage room, I said you need to start getting boxes that are about double the size of a plastic shoebox and put all of your photos in one location. So today I'm going to take you through four easy steps of how we're going to get started organizing our photos, and you can find all of the links to everything I'm going to mention at organize365.com/153. All right, so step one is to get everything in one location. Now, if you want to go out and buy a bin, I have found a couple that I'm suggesting in this post that would be good for this activity that you're going to do. Bins that I like and that I've used in photo organizing. But you do not need to buy a special bin. Just use whatever you have. But if you're going to buy something, I suggest you get one of these that I suggest to have because they're big enough to hold about 2,000 photos, but they also have divided compartments. And when we get into further steps, you'll use the divided compartments. To begin with, do not collect photos and try to sort them at the same time. You will lose steam, lose momentum, and not be successful. So do not do that. Just get one location where we're putting all of the photos. Now, for many of you, that could fill a lot of bins. Like, you have a lot of photos. You are the person in the family that has the grandparents' photos, your parents' photos, all your kids' photos, or you are the one that likes to take photos, and there are lots and lots of photos in your house. So one location, maybe one bin, and maybe a room. It doesn't matter, but start collecting everything in one place. Step two is to decide what you want. Now, this is one of the steps we're going to spend a lot of time on today. I want you to really decide what you want. When I started making scrapbooks, I did not have children. I was in my 20s, and it was part of my job. It was my job to make photo albums. And so I have literally scrapbooked every single photo all the way back to our photos that are from the late 1800s into scrapbooks. I have over 100 scrapbooks. No, I do not suggest that that is what you need to do. But photos are my passion item. Remember, we talked about passion projects, and obviously photos are my passion project. I love photos. I love personal history. I love the art of making a physical scrapbook. I don't do digital scrapbooks. I only do physical. I love the art of creating it. I love sitting down with that big, heavy scrapbook with my kids or my husband, or watching them look at them when I walk through a room. They do. They look at them all the time. I love that all of our memories are written in there. I love that our family history is written in there. I love that I've scanned these photos, and all of my cousins have their great-great-grandparents' pictures in their possession in scanned form. It's me. I've always loved big families, history, photos. It's so me. In no way, shape, or form am I telling you that you need to recreate what I have. Honestly, if I were to counsel somebody on photos, I would counsel them on the next five photo albums I'm going to tell you about, making maybe two or three of them, whichever one resonates with them. Are you shocked? Two or three albums? I have over 100. I think what I have is overkill, and actually now I don't know what to do. Like, I've created over the last 20 years. Like, what do I do with them now? They're all created and they're heavy and they're gorgeous, but oh my goodness gracious, I have a lot of photo albums. So I want you to really think about what do you want. Maybe you don't have the photographs. Maybe somebody else in your family has the photographs and you would like to have them. Well, you can ask to borrow them and have copies made from them. You don't have to have the originals. Like, in some families, you know, pictures are controlled and only certain people can get them. So you can make copies of pictures and do what you want with them. But if you could, in the next 12 months, if you could wave a magic wand and magically have your pictures into photo albums, it didn't cost you any time or money, because we're really dreaming here. What would you want? Would you want every single one in albums documented chronologically like I have? Or would you really just want to have all of the older pictures in an album, you know, and all labeled so you knew who the people were? Or you'd really desire to have an album of your childhood to share with the family? Or you'd really desire to have one album for each of your kids? What is it that you really want? I want you to sit here for a minute, maybe even pause this recording and think about, okay, it's not going to cost me any time or any money. The work is already done. What do I want to see on my bookshelf? What do I want to flip through? That is going to be different for everyone. There is no right or wrong answer. It's just what you want. One of the things I don't think you want is I don't think you want pictures of all the places that your parents and grandparents traveled. Unless they made a pilgrimage back to your ancestral house. For the most part, those don't have meaning to you. And while I've documented every second of my child's life through about sixth grade, I got kind of lax when they got into middle school. My children are both in high school now. Brace yourself. I don't have any photo albums for that. I am not making them high school photo albums. I know. I surprised myself. I sat down to do it last summer and I was behind on Joey's and I was going to do Abby's. And you know what I did instead? I decided, you know, I made those binders for them. Well, you might not know, but I made binders for my kids. They're 2-inch binders of all their schoolwork from elementary school and middle school. And I decided to just take a couple extra sheet protectors, a couple pieces of colored cardstock, and slap a few photos on them and stick them in the back of the binder, and there's your high school. Now, I'll tell you at the end part of why I'm doing that. I still have family albums of the last couple of years of what we've done with the kids, but to be honest, once your kids are in middle school, you really don't take many pictures. And if you know we have a puppy hunter, you should know that the last scrapbook I just finished was 50% hunter, 50% people. And I know that sounds crazy. I realize how crazy I sound. I know. It's not like I don't think I sound crazy. I know I sound crazy. Believe it or not, 2 years ago, I didn't like dogs at all. I was not a dog person, and I didn't even want your dog sniffing me. And now, total dog person. It can happen. We love this dog, and my husband looks at this scrapbook, and it lowers his blood pressure, and it makes us happy. That's all we're here to do. What of these pictures make you happy? Is the fact that you have pictures in all the different areas of your house, and you don't even know who the people are, and you have no idea what you're going to do, stressful to you? I would say for 99% of you, you're saying, yes, yes, it is stressful to me. Guess how I know? People tell me all the time. And then we have this idea. Okay, so we go from pictures literally in every single house, place in our house, desk, drawers, dining room hutches. I've been in your house. I know, they're everywhere. And we go, I want to go from that to 100 scrapbooks. No, you don't. I have the 100 scrapbooks. You really don't. Unless you're as obsessed about photos as I am. And if you are, then, well, have fun. It's going to be a couple decades, but you'll love it. There's something in the middle. There's somewhere in the middle for you where you enjoy some of the photos in photo albums. You get rid of some of the photos and some you save and gasp, they're not in photo albums. It's okay. Someone in your family, if you really think about it, I have another cousin who is a photo bug. She's always getting new photos, and all of my cousins are younger than me, so I had a nice camera because I'm always obsessed about photos, and she would always come and ask me about photos, and she would take photos of my kids. I have a cousin on both. Greg has a cousin, and I have a cousin, both very into photos. Who's that person? Who's the person that actually has a real camera still? That's the person who would love to have the photos. I am going to give you permission right now. If that is not you, you have all the photos and you're like, I don't even know how I got them all, but now they're all on me and it's my responsibility and my burden to take care of these photos. But you know there's somebody else in the family that really loves photos and it's not your thing. Guilt-free, give them the photos. Go collect them. All the heritage photos you have, give them to that person. That person will make something beautiful and just say, hey, I'd like to enjoy it at your house or I'd love a copy. That's all you have to do. And guess what? That's how you get it done for no time and no money. Give it to someone like me. The people in our family on both sides have gorgeous photo albums and they spent no time and no money on them because I did all of that for them and I loved every second of it. And it was gifts that my mom and I made for our family members and my mom paid for it and I did all the work. So I spent the time, she spent the money, everybody has the photos. So this does not have to be on you. It doesn't have to be your new passion project, especially if you don't even want to do it or you don't like it. And maybe photos don't mean that much to you. They might not mean that much to you. So if they don't mean that much to you, by all means, don't spend any time on it and don't have any guilt about it. But if they mean something to anybody in your family, then get those photos to that person. Okay, so we're deciding what we want. Always the step in organizing, right? There's so much that we do when we organize our house and our life and our space and blah, 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 that is based on some expectation we think somebody has on us that probably came from some media outlet somewhere, and you find out nobody has that expectation at all. So decide, do you have that expectation? Does your spouse have that expectation? Do your kids have that expectation? If they don't, great. Check this one off the list. You just saved yourself a lot of time. All right, step three. We've decided we care about the photos, at least enough to do something with at least one of them. Here are some of the things that you might want to do in your photo album collections or photos collections and how you would want to sort them. So we're going to talk about sorting them. Step one was get it all in one area. Step two is decide what you want. So we have all of the photos available to us in one location, and we need to decide what we want. Now, when I'm talking about this, I'm picturing stacks of photos because I was the person who was so resistant to moving to a digital camera. Like, I had a film camera up until the point where it was almost impossible to have film developed anymore. And I finally moved to a digital camera probably when my kids were in like fourth or fifth grade. Whereas a lot of my friends with children the same age, their baby pictures are digital. So my kids do not have digital pictures of their childhood. They have real pictures of their childhood. If they want a digital picture, they take a picture of the real picture. Boom, it's a digital picture now. Which is pluses and minuses, but I don't have digital. You, however, may have everything digital. You may have to get a new computer because the hard drive is going to explode based on the amount of digital pictures that you have on there, and you're trying to figure out how to sort those. There are ways to sort those, but unless you're going to do anything with them, I don't really think you need to. I think it's a lot of work to sort them, and I don't think it's necessarily necessary unless it's really, really bothering you. So when we're sorting, we're going to sort by person and by project. So if you want to do something with the photos, you're the person, and we're going to make a whole bunch of projects. If somebody else in your family loves the photos, you're going to keep the few pictures that you want, and you're going to give them all to somebody else. So we're going to sort by person. They get them all. Now, I'm going to take the example of if you have children, because when I started, I was sorting by children. So I would have a box for each of us. I would have a box for my family album, a box for Joey, and a box for Abby, and I got triplicates of everything. Oh, Kodak must be very sad that they don't have film cameras anymore because I was a heavy customer. So I would get my pictures back and I would sort a picture for us, a picture for Joey, a picture for Abby. So when you're sorting, I want you to think about who's going to get these photos, whether or not you're making an album or not, irrelevant. As you're sorting your pictures, you might have a box for your mom, a box for you, a box for your kids, each of your kids, a box for the person who's the photo historian in the family. And then I just want you to start picking up pictures and you're just going to toss them in these boxes. Oh, I have doubles of this, one for each kid. Or, oh, I don't have doubles of this. I've got eight Christmas pictures and I'm not going to put Christmas in my book, so I'll give four to each of the kids. Their books don't have to be identical. Or I really only want to keep, I want to make two albums and everything that's not going to go in these two albums is going to go in that box for whoever is going to make pictures in the family. And they don't have to, you don't have to give them the box and say, turn this into albums for me. But just give them the box and then they'll decide what to do with it in their house. So you sort them by picture, person, or you sort them by project. Here's another way you can sort your photos. These are the five most popular albums that I see people make or people hire me to make. The number one album I get hired to make is a heritage album. A heritage album are all of the pictures that are from your grandparents and later. Or your parents and later, like basically pictures from 1930s and earlier or 1940s and earlier. Some of them are tin, some of them are cardboard. I love these pictures. And the reason why people go ahead and take and put these in an album is because You may not even know who's in the pictures, but if you do, for sure your kids don't. Because these pictures are getting so far removed from where we're living today that no one knows who's in the photos anymore. So they're really cool old pictures, but we don't know who they are or where they're from. And that's typically why people will hire me to do a heritage album. If you're going to do an album like this, I suggest you sort the pictures first by project. Every old picture goes into a box. Then once you get that box, then how I sort them is I sort them by person, not by year. Because it's very hard to put all of them chronological when they go from like 1890 to 1940. But it is easier to do them by person. And back then, very few pictures got developed. So for one person's lifetime, you might have 2 to 10 pictures total. And I make a page or two for that person. You might have 20 pictures, then that person gets 4 pages. And your heritage album or two will fit in an album or two. And it's your entire family history from 40 or 50 earlier will all fit into one album. And the way I do it is I color code whose family lineage it is. So if you're doing the father's family, it's navy blue. If you're doing the mother's family, it's hunter green. And then I have colors that go with that. So navy blue plus burgundy is your father's mother. Navy blue plus gray is your father's father. Green plus burgundy is your mother's mother. Green plus gray is your mother's father. And so it's actually historically heritage. When you flip through the album, you could see whose family you're looking at based on the colors that I back the pictures in. I've done quite a few of these albums, if you haven't noticed. That is an album that is very meaningful for family members because it's your family history and your entire family loves that. And if you don't do it, usually it just doesn't get done and people lose who those people are. So that's the heritage album. Now we're going to move on to pictures that are from like the 1950s earlier or later, whatever, till now, 1950s till now. Typically, those pictures, there are more of them. And typically, those are divided by person. So a baby album is a very, very popular album. That's probably the second most popular album I get asked to do. Especially for mothers who have more than 2 children. So they have their first baby, they make some kind of a baby album, and then the second child, they start the baby album, and then the third child, they're lucky if they have pictures, and by 4, and on you go. So I've been hired quite a few times for me to finish the second album and make the third or fourth albums. Or they send me all of the baby pictures, and I make all of the baby albums. And I have a way of making the albums look similarly. Even if there aren't as many pictures, I have a way of doing that. So baby album. If you want to do a baby album, typically that's pictures from a child when they are 0 until they're 2 is like a traditional baby album. Sometimes it goes all the way, a lot of times it goes all the way till kindergarten. So they're all their years until they start school is a baby album. So you may say, okay, baby album's great. I'm going to get shoe boxes for each kid and all of their pictures from 0 to 5 go in there. Now, typically when people mail me those, I'm pretty good at getting them in the correct chronological order. So if you don't want to sit there and minutely sort them by year, I count how many teeth your child has. I can tell by who else is in the picture. Like, I don't know. It's a big jigsaw puzzle. I can put them in order. So that's a baby album. The next album that I suggested people do, and I don't really hear this from other people, but I love this album and I always suggest this album, is a holiday album. So let's say you're looking at boxes and boxes and boxes of photos, and you could have 100 albums like I do, but there's no way that you are taking the time and energy to do that. Fine. If you celebrate Christmas, this is really easy. These are all the pictures that are red and green and have a tree in them. If you celebrate Hanukkah, again, you're going to have, you wear the same clothes every single year at the holiday time. Maybe whatever your big holiday is, Passover, Easter, whatever. Typically, people that I work with make Christmas albums. So they take all of the Christmas album, all the Christmas pictures, if they've saved Christmas card pictures, which I don't really suggest, but sometimes you do save Christmas card pictures, especially from family members, they all get tossed in one box. And then you make, you know, usually 1 to 3 Christmas albums. What's so awesome about this is they're super easy to put in chronological order based on the amount of teeth that the youngest child has. And whoever the youngest child is. So with cousins and extended family, you can usually tell who the youngest child is, which helps you with what year it is. And then you can put them in order, although the order really isn't that important. We don't have to be perfectionistic about this. My albums are not 100% chronologically correct, but they're done. And if you make a couple of these albums, you get together with your family at the holidays, right? Like, or maybe you do it a summer vacation. That's another one. If you, like, Greg's family always gets together for a summer vacation and we always take pictures. So that's another album you could make, the summer vacation album, which is every vacation year after year after year in one album. What's awesome about these albums is you pull them out with all of your Christmas decorations. You also pull out the Christmas albums. And then when people come over and they're sitting around, you know, eating appetizers and talking, they'll pick up the books and be like, oh my gosh, remember when Dad did blah, blah, blah? And oh, wasn't that funny when Mom got you that hat? Remember when blah, blah? And all the stories will start coming out and you'll start reliving your memories with your family, looking at the albums, which is the whole point of doing anything with your photos anyway, is for you guys to enjoy your memories and enjoy your family. Okay, one other album, which is super easy to do, like this is the easiest, fastest album you'll ever do in your life, is a school portrait album. You can do it for yourself, you can do it for your kids, you can do it for whoever. You buy all of these professional photographs for your kids, and then you put them in a frame, and then the next one comes, and you put it in the frame. What do you do with that other photo that costs you like $40 to $100 and something? Like, what do you do with it? Take all of those 8x10s, and I put them in a nice album, but you could even put them in a binder with slash pockets, not slash pockets, page protector sheets, and not construction paper. You want to go to like Michael's Craft Store and get photo paper, but it's 8.5x11 cardstock paper. And just put a picture, you know, with photo tape on the front and on the back and just do it chronologically. Oh, these books are awesome because in this tiny book that you could sit on your lap and flip through, I can look at every single professional picture I had taken of my kids from the time they were born until today. And then when the new school pictures come in, I take the frame down off the wall. I put the new picture in, I take the old picture out, and I stick it in the photo album. I could do all of that with both kids in under an hour. So every year, I update the frame and the album at the same time in 1 hour. And you could just sit down and look at all of those expensive pictures that you had taken of your kids. And as a parent, you can watch them grow up right before your eyes, which for me right now is exciting. Maybe in your stage of life, it's sad. But it's a great, really simple, easy, easy album to do. And you could even do it just in a binder. And once you do that, then you don't have to feel like you have to keep all of the 37 other different size pictures of the kids' school that you have. Throw all of those away. All right, two more albums. I actually have six. I added that portrait album. So now I have six albums that I think a lot of people make. Number four is similar to the baby album, and it is the graduation album. So when you have someone graduating from high school, that is typically when the mom goes crazy and they're like, oh my gosh, I have to have an album for the graduation party for people to see their life growing up, and you make slideshows usually. So that's another one that people will give me all of the pictures of their children for the last 12 years, and then I make a graduation album. And the fifth one, which is really meaningful and is one that would be a great holiday gift, so you would want to start now, is a gift for your parents. Make an album of their life. So one of the very first albums I ever made when I was a Creative Memories consultant, I was already married, did not have children. I went through all of Greg's pictures from grade school, high school, college, and I made him an album of his life. He didn't have a baby album. And I gave it to him for Christmas. I am telling you, he still says that is one of the best gifts he had ever been given because it was his life. Somebody took the time, put his life in an album. It increases self-esteem. It makes you feel loved. It just, people love having pictures of themselves. And if your parents are older or your grandparents are still alive, it's hard to find gifts for them. And this is such a meaningful gift. I have never had anyone make an album for a parent or grandparent who did not love it. And as your parents and grandparents age, they can become lonely. And you know, they relive the glory days in their mind, but it is really nice when somebody takes the time to book all of your photos together in an album for you, however you do it, and spend the time to look through that album with them when you give it to them and listen to their stories about those pictures that you probably don't even know. Like, it's an awesome, awesome gift that you can give. So those are the six albums that I think are the most requested for me to make. I don't typically make the, no, I have made the grandparents album before. That's true. I have made that for people to give. So that's when you're sorting by person. You may say, okay, that's great. I'm going to make that portrait album. That'll be quick and easy. So easy to sort that project because they're 8x10 pictures or 5x7 pictures. So easy to sort that project. So easy to put it together because it's pretty, other than like that third, fourth, fifth grade year, everything's pretty easy to figure out which grade it is. But like third, fourth, and fifth grade, it's really hard to tell which grade they're in. And sometimes they wear the same shirt. Other than that problem, you'll be great on a portrait album. A heritage album could also be a fun family project. Like, you get all the heritage pictures together, and then at the next family event, pull those pictures out and have people help you identify who they are before you go ahead and make that album. And a holiday album. Again, as you're sorting your pictures, just put all the Christmas or whatever the holiday is that you celebrate into the shoebox. Now, when you're done with this step, and this step could take months, you don't have to do it all at once. Do it a little bit at a time. You're deciding what you want. I want a Christmas album. I want each of the kids to have baby albums. I want to make a portrait album. I want to make a heritage album. Let's say you want to do all of those. Get a different bin for each one and label it. And then whenever you have time, grab a handful of photos and sort them. And if they don't match any of those projects that you want to do, then they go in a miscellaneous photo box or off to the family member who loves photos. Okay? Then you don't have to do these projects, but they're sorted and they're in their boxes. And you know, okay, well, when I have the time or the money or both, these are the albums I'm going to make. So as new pictures come into your life, you know where to put them. Okay? So that is having a location, deciding what you want, and sorting by person and by project. Now, the fourth step is for all of you who have digital photos that are not printed. And I almost think in a way that's more stressful to some people than the boxes of photos that are printed, because at least the boxes of photos that are printed, you could pull those into the family room and sort them and figure it out. But for my brain, when we get to this digital space and I'm looking at photos on my computer that are digital, yeah, I could sort them into files, which is what you could do, but it's just harder for my brain, which is why I resisted digital photos for so long. So one of the solutions I've come up with is there is this app. It is only for Apple products, but it's called Timeshell, T-I-M-E-S-H-E-L, just one, Timeshell. And it is a subscription digital photo app. This is revolutionizing my life because here's how I used to do it. I still keep up our family scrapbooks and I do it in the summer. I'm caught up and current through last summer. And so all throughout the year, I'll take pictures. And then when I get to the summer, I think, oh, I got to go look at that photo album. Did I print them from April? Did I print them from May? How many copies? Where am I in Joey and Abby's album? And keeping up with scrapbooks that I've already started, the printing part is super, super hard for me. So what I used to do, and if you have a lot of pictures and they're on your computer, what I suggest is going to Snapfish or one of those companies. Actually, I've heard the Snapfish quality isn't as good as it used to be. So lately I've been doing Costco, but some kind of online photo printing company, and you select what you want and have them all printed and shipped. And then once they're shipped, then you sort them by person and by project into these boxes. Obviously, if you do digital photo albums, you're going to have a different skill set. That is not me. So sorry if that's you. But here's what I found. My kids are in high school, so I do not take a lot of pictures. And the uploading them and having them and going and getting them from Costco was getting very labor intensive. So I found out about this company called Timeshell. And it is an app that you can download. You just go into the app store for iPhone only and you download Timeshell. And it is a subscription service, so you can have 10 or 30 pictures sent to you each month. And it is designed for those of us who are now using our phone as our primary camera option, which I am. My DSLR camera broke a couple years ago. I have not replaced it. So all of the pictures that I took last year were taken on my phone. And the problem is, and I have them automatically synced, updated to Dropbox, so they go to Dropbox automatically, but I don't print them out. And the other problem is, my kids are using their phones to take pictures, but I don't have copies of those pictures. I have Greg's phone, everything he takes a picture of, it automatically goes to my Dropbox as well. And so I could see them all online and download them Costco, but I forget. Which pictures have I printed? Which pictures haven't I printed? And I would love to send pictures like to my mom or in thank you cards. I would like to mail pictures. I have some more ideas of how I could be using pictures if I could get them printed more often. But because I don't walk into the store and get them printed like I used to, I always forget to do it. So this TimeShell app allows you to pick 10 or 30 pictures, whichever subscription you want. 10 pictures is $5.95 a month. 30 pictures is $14.95 a month. So you pick the pictures you want. This app sucks them off your phone somehow at the end of the month and then ships them to you at the beginning of the next month. And they arrive in the mail. And oh my gosh, I got mine in the mail the other day. It comes in the cutest little case, which you can just label it like January 2017 and leave them in the case if you want. But the pictures come out and they are such high quality. You'll be able to see pictures in the post. I'm looking at them right now. And I did it for January and my son's birthday was in January. And I cannot tell you how excited I am that I have pictures of him getting his temporary driving permit. I have pictures from Christmas here. I have pictures of his birthday. And all of these events just happened recently. This is what it used to be like for me when I would have my film developed every single month and I would go pick it up and I would sort my pictures into those boxes like I told you about. But now that I don't take as many pictures and it's harder for me to get the pictures printed, I don't have them printed that often. So like I printed out this one of Hunter with his Bengals football to send into Greg's office. I mean, how nice is that I could just have that done? A couple of things I like about this TimeShell app also is the way we take pictures now on a phone is different than taking pictures from a regular camera. And when you take pictures on Instagram, they're squares. And when you take regular pictures, they're rectangles. So these pictures, I cannot remember the exact sizing. I think it's like 4 and a quarter by 3 and a half size. They're not 4 by 6 pictures. They're that smaller size because that is the actual, I want to say aperture. I know that's wrong. It's the actual dimensions that you're taking the picture from the phone. And if you choose to print a photo that you took in the Instagram app, you get a square picture. So you get a square or you get a rectangle. And I love that these pictures, because that's the other thing that would happen. I would take all the pictures on my phone. I would upload them to the Costco app. I would go pick them up. And 30% of them, I would have to cut them or it would have chopped people's heads off because it was printing in a 4 by 6 size, because that's what I picked. And I don't know how to edit them online. I try. I don't do a very good job of it. So the picture I got printed was not the picture that I took. So I would love it if these pictures were bigger, but this is the size on the camera that I took. And so that's fine with me. The other thing about ordering them this way is that I can then sort these into these bins like I have. So if I want to, you know, give them to the kids and have them put them in their room, or if I want to mail them with a thank you note, or if I want to put them in our family album, now I have these pictures and they're ready for when I'm going to scrapbook this summer. And I'm not going to keep asking myself the question, did I print the pictures from February? Did I print the pictures from January? And when we have events like the holidays and things like that, everybody's taking all the pictures with their phone and they text me pictures. I can hold that button, save it to my phone, and then I can print that out with TimeShell. So in the post, organize365.com/153, I show you screenshot pictures of TimeShell and how it works. So you can see step by step what you do. So I'm at the 30 print level. I know, shocker. You know, I'd be at a bigger level because I love photos. So because it was Joey's birthday, I double tapped a lot of the photos so that I could get double pictures so I could give them to him. Now that I have the ability, I'm so excited. Now that I have the ability to get pictures delivered to me every single month, I am back to using pictures as a way to help me get organized. So, for example, years ago, when I developed film all the time, when I would redecorate my house at the holidays and change up where I put things, I would take pictures, print those, and put them in the box with the decorating items. Now what I do is sometimes I'll take pictures if I change up where I put things, but I never print out the pictures, and then I get out the holiday decorations again and I can't remember and I can't find the digital picture. Drives me crazy. So one of my goals this year, since I have this subscription, is when I put my snowman up, I told you I got rid of some and I rearranged. Like I put some up by my bathtub and I just rearranged in general where I keep the snowman. I am going to take a couple of pictures of where the snowmen are, and I am going to select those in my story for February. So March, beginning of March, I'm going to get those photos delivered to me. And when I take down the snowmen in March, I'll be able to take those pictures that were just delivered to my email inbox or whatever, or my regular mailbox, and put them in the box with the snowmen to remind me how I decorated those. I can tell you, I already know there are a lot of other things that I'm going to be able to do organizationally now that I have a photos. Here's another great idea. If my kids were younger, when my kids were younger and I organized their toy room, I would often take pictures of what went in the bin, and then I would put the picture on the outside of the bin because I was a preschool teacher and that's the best way to organize a toy room and kids to be successful at organizing. So if I still had young children and I organized their toy room, I would take pictures of everything and then I would tap it in my Timeshell app. And then those photos would show up and I would put them on the bins. So anything like that that you want a photo for, you can do with Timeshell. Number 3, sort by person and sort by project. And number 4, print them. Print them on a regular basis. Let's start getting these pictures off of our phone, into our hands, and enjoy them. We took them because we enjoy them. And here's the thing, sometimes I'll screenshot something from Facebook or a funny, you know, those quotes. I'm going to get those printed too, and I'm going to put those up in my office, or I'm going to leave them in the kids' bedroom as some fun thing. So this is not the last time you're going to hear about what I'm printing from the Timeshell app, and this is how you can get a discount. All right, I will see you next week.